Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting seventh. The DH, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fergie Jenkins. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Sheldon Mallory. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting fourth. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Tyrone. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Willie Crawford. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Larry Murray. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Vita Blue. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murray. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mallory scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carbo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Crawford reaches third base with a triple. Tyrone goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crawford throws the ball into Picciolo, who tags Dillard trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burleson. The throw from Sanguillan and he is out, Picciolo applying the tag. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn scores. Rice moves to third. It's Red Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a pop-up towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 0-for-1 in the game. Mallory hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jenkins, and towards Dillard, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillard hits a fly ball into left field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. the Athletics will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Page for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Crawford hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Sanguilan and he is out, Scott applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo strikes out. One out. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 0-for-2 in the game. Mallory hits a line drive towards the mound. Jenkins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott bunts towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Miller pinch hits for Bernie Carbo. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards first. Mallory fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Mallory. Evans moves to third. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Miller moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. Dillard moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lynn bunts towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to third for the out. Burleson moves to second. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Burleson moves to third. Lynn moves to second. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing right field. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tyrone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dillard hits a fly ball into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Marty Perez pinch hits for Rob Picciolo. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez strikes out. One out. Sheldon Mallory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallory is 0 for 3 in the game. Mallory hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.